Hello, everyone. There has been a slight change, and Robert has kindly agreed to step in to read for us in part two. We will continue with more news stories. The SOS Bus becomes an independent charity run by volunteers. A major new exhibition featuring J.M.W. Turner First opens at Norwich Castle. And Flower Power from a schoolgirl raises funds for a cancer charity.
For more than 23 years, the SOS Bus has been a staple of Norwich's nightlife, providing vital support to those in need. The service aims to ensure that Norwich's nighttime community is safe, healthy, empowered and protected. The volunteers carry out a range of activities, including supporting those in distress, helping people plan their safe journey home, providing medical care and offering water, flip-flops and phone charging facilities. These efforts help reduce non-urgent demand on the city's emergency services. The changes to the service's funding in the last financial years necessitated the move to an independent, volunteer-led charity. The most pressing strategy now is to find financial sustainability to secure the future of the service. In 2023-2024 year, the service had 38 volunteers who collectively gave more than 3,000 hours of their time over 94 shifts. Their efforts helped prevent 51 emergency department visits and 170 ambulance call-outs.
The special guest who is turning on the Norwich Christmas lights in 2024 has now been revealed. This year's festive switch-on event will take place on Thursday, November the 14th. Provided by Norwich Bid with support from Norwich City Council, the event will run from 5:30 p.m. to 7:05 p.m. at City Hall, with the lights switched on from the stage at 7 p.m. Entertainment hosted by Norwich City Council will include performances from YouTube sensation Leon Mallett, East Anglian boy, singer Juliet and Triple Threat Theatre. There will also be a Christmas disco from the Cat and Grove All-Stars and a festive display from Framtastics Gymnastics. Father Christmas will make an appearance and the Reverend Canon Edward Carter from St Peter Mancroft Church will deliver a festive blessing. There will be a special guest to switch on the festive lights, Norfolk comedy star Owen Evans from double act The Nimmo Twins. He is appearing at The Dame in the Aladdin Panto at Norwich Theatre Royal. Following the switch on, there will be more entertainment in Gentleman's Walk, with a brass band playing seasonal favourites. There will also be a fun fair from 4:30 until late, and many Norwich market stalls will stay open until 8.
And in the museum first, the Norwich Castle show brings together four landscapes of a bridge which renowned romantic artist Joseph Mallord William Turner painted decades apart. The paintings of the bridges at Walton on the River Thames, the centrepiece of the J.M.W. Turner and Changing Visions of Landscape exhibition, have been drawn from the collection of Norwich Castle, Tate and a private one. Painted between 1805 and the 1840s, each painting gives a completely different character to the one location. Alongside paintings and drawings by Turner is work by paintings who influenced him and work which he inspired, with more than 70 works by 40-plus artists. The show marks the 250th anniversary of his birth in 1775. The exhibition will be on show at Norwich Castle Museum and Art Gallery until Sunday, February 23rd, 2025. Entry to the exhibition is included with general admission to the museum.
Soaring rent is forcing an animal welfare organisation to shut its city centre store. Wood Green Charity Shop, located in Orford Place, Norwich, will close because a recent rise in the rent will diminish profitability, making the business unsustainable. The store has been open since late 2018 and offers a range of clothing for men and women, including shoes and bags, as well as books and board games. Its last day open will be November the 7th, and everything in store is now half price. Wood Green also has shops in Thetford and King's Lynn, which raise money for rehoming pets that have been abandoned.
Lucy Smith from Wreatham has been running a flower store from outside her grandparents' house to raise funds. She set up the endeavour as a tribute to her grandfather, Derek Easton, who died in June after being diagnosed with cancer. Her flowers and plants are raising funds for the Royal Marsden Cancer Charity. Lucy has gone from running a small stall selling a few bedding plants to a huge array of plants, seeds, apples, and now wreaths. Claire Smith, Lucy's mum, said, "My dad, Lucy's granddad, passed away in June. At his funeral, we raised £5,000 for the Royal Marsden Cancer Charity. Lucy wanted to do more than fundraising." Lucy added, "Royal Marsden gave us all the gift of time, and we want to give that gift to other families like ours, and hopefully one day a cure." Lucy raised £200 in her first week and aims to reach £1,000 in a year. She is almost halfway there.
Drivers have been assured the most technologically advanced gritting operation the county has ever seen is ready to keep the county's roads clear of snow and ice this winter. Norfolk County Council has spent almost £5 million over the past 2 years on 45 new gritting vehicles and has now added new technology to all lorries in its 58-strong fleet. Officers at County Hall says it means each gritting vehicle will run with new auto-salting technology, which was trialled on some gritters last year. Council officials say, with the gritting crews aided by satellite navigation, it will allow teams to salt the road with limited manual intervention, making it more accurate, saving time and reducing waste. The council says the technology reduces the amount of salt used by between 10 and 15% and means it will not end up on grass verges and other areas which do not require gritting. Norfolk County Council grits some 2,200 miles of A, B and some C-class roads, along with some pedestrian areas of King's Lynn, Great Yarmouth and Norwich. National Highways is responsible for gritting the A11 and the A47.